Tyler Reddick is there. You can also throw a couple of other cars in that middle lane trying to move forward. They just don't at the moment have the momentum. Inside lane surges forward this time to turn three. Joey Logano being pushed by Ryan Blaney.
And that middle groove still trying to get Rally back together with Reddick as well as Kyle Busch and Riley Herbst. But you mentioned it, Tim, the bottom lane. The Fords are strong off of turn number four with Logano still leading Blaney and Brad Keselowski.
Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. NASCAR coverage being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, Durand.
47 laps to go at the Talladega Super Speedway in the Yellowwood 500 for the NASCAR Cup Series. Joey Logano is the race leader over Ryan Blaney, Brad Keselowski, Anthony Alfredo, and Tyler Reddick, the top five. Today's race has seen 24 different leaders. That's a new record. 51 different lead changes and four cautions for 19 laps.
Got cars that are beginning to slow. Looks like Riley Herbst, Tim Catalfamo, had to bail out in the middle of the draft.
Yeah, scary moment. I'm not sure what's wrong with that Toyota, but he came way off the pace, and everybody remarkably avoided hitting him. That was a close call.
And Riley Herbst now has moved his Toyota to the bottom of the racetrack as the field screams by. He is going painfully slow, but off the groove. Looks like he's going to head to pit road, and as he drives by me, it looks like the tires are up, but a problem for Riley Herbst.
Herbst had been running in the 11th spot. He is slow off of turn four, heading to the pit lane as the rest of the leaders are back in turn two.
Joey Logano, Ryan Blaney, nose to tail in the low lane. Anthony Alfredo leading the second group. He's side by side with Keselowski.
Anthony Alfredo continues to impress this afternoon in that Beard Motorsports Chevrolet Camaro. He is in the middle lane right now. To his right is Michael McDowell. To his inside is Brad Keselowski.
The problem is they have been locked up tight at the front of the field with Blaney shoving Joey Logano out ahead by a full car length. The top two, both Penske Fords, now clear of the rest of the field as they race side-by-side for third with Alfredo and Brad Keselowski.
Making their way back down to the tri-oval, Riley Herbst, who is towards the front of the field, bailed out of the draft. Brad Gilley, what's going on pit lane?
They think his car is blowing up. They had an issue earlier with debris that was actually in front of the radiator. The last round of pit stops, they tried to get it cleared out. But Riley all of a sudden bailed. His spotter said, we think he's blowing up. He came down pit road. I could still hear the engine running. They told him to go to the garage, but instead he went to his pit box. And as soon as he did, I could see the window net go down. Riley is still in the car right now, but they're pushing him behind the wall.
Heading back to the NASCAR Cup Series garage. Tough break for Riley Herbst, who had a good day going on the lead lap. It's Joey Logano out front, 45 laps to go in Talladega.
Hey, race fans, it's an adrenaline-packed day here at the Yellowwood 500. Yellowwood brand pressure-treated pine is known by homeowners and trusted by builders because of its high standards, unrivaled protection, and naturally beautiful appearance. Stunning decks and breathtaking outdoor building projects set the stage for lasting memories with family and friends. So, for your own five-star backyard, start with Yellowwood brand products. If it doesn't have that yellow tag, you don't want it.
The year was 1993. The NASCAR Cup Series season kicked off with the Dale and Dale Show at the Daytona 500.
Dale Jarrett's got the lead. He goes to the inside. Earnhardt's not going to get him. Dale Jarrett is going to win the Daytona 500 by STP. Earnhardt second.
The 1993 NASCAR Cup Series season. All the highs and lows. Relive them all on MRN's exclusive podcast. The 1993 season. Available on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
Two and three wide racing at the Talladega Super Speedway as we get down to it. 43 laps to go when they hit the line. Joey Logano, Ryan Blaney, Team Penske, they go 1-2. We'll pick back up with the racing when we come back. From Talladega Super Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, Durand.
Back at Talladega Super Speedway, 42 laps to go, no change up front. Still Team Penske 1-2 with Ryan Blaney. Just behind race leader Joey Logano, Michael McDowell trying to get that second lane coming toward the front of the field. He leads them up to the third spot right now as they hit the tri-oval.
Yeah, he just can't quite get the push he needs from behind. He's got Anthony Alfredo there. Alfredo now this time latches onto that back bumper. They move to second. Now they're trying to take the lead away.
Around the outside looking for the number one position. Logano and Blaney try to hold them off on the inside. Anthony Alfredo giving a big kick in the shorts to Michael McDowell.
Michael McDowell trying to take the lead away from Joey Logano with some assistance from Anthony Alfredo. Now Alfredo falls off of the back bumper of McDowell and allows Ryan Blaney to shove Joey Logano back to the lead.
He gave him a huge shove, Tim, into turn number 3 and 4 as Logano will stretch out his lead over Ryan Blaney as well as Brad Keselowski. They're going to have to rally the troops in that middle lane for Michael McDowell, the pole sitter, with Anthony Alfredo right behind as they fall to fifth.
They make their way back to the tri-oval. 40 laps to go here in the Yellowwood 500. So here's how they're running. Brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless, official partner of NASCAR. Fans of fast get real unlimited data on reliable 5G with no contracts or hidden fees. Now at StraightTalk.com and Walmart, Straight Talk Wireless.
Joey Logano led the most recent lap just a moment ago. Lap number 148 on the board over Ryan Blaney, Michael McDowell, Brad Keselowski, and Chris Buescher, the top five. Anthony Alfredo, challenging for the lead a few laps ago, has fallen to 6th. Ryan Preece is 7th. Then it's Ty Dillon in 8th. Ty Gibbs 9th. And Ross Chastain up and into the top 10.
11th is Kyle Busch. Tyler Reddick is 12th. And Christopher Bell 13th. Todd Gilliland is 14th. Zane Smith is 15th. Shane Van Gisbergen rebounding from a spin. He's up to 16th. William Byron 17th. Daniel Suarez is 18th. Kyle Larson 19th. And Denny Hamlin is 20th.
Bubba Wallace runs in the 21st spot. John Hunter Nemechek 22nd. Chase Briscoe 23rd. Alex Bowman 24th. And Cole Custer 25th. And it's Carson Hocevar still on the lead lap in 26th, along with Austin Hill 27th, Cody Ware 28th, Casey Mears 29th, and Austin Dillon 30th.
31st is BJ McLeod. He's the last car running, albeit 6 laps down. In 32nd on back, they are off the track and out of the race. Riley Herbst 32nd, Josh Berry 33rd, Eric Jones 34th, 35th Noah Gregson, 36th AJ Allmendinger, 37th Ricky Stenhouse Jr., 38th is Justin Haley, 39th to Austin Cindric, and 40th to Chase Elliott.
At NAPA, we've spent the last 100 years building our business into an engine that powers yours. Whether you're big or small, national or local, NAPA has the automotive solutions your business needs to stay moving. And it's all driven by a nationwide network of quality parts and exceptional service on one mission: to keep your business moving full speed ahead. That's why we are the pros that know.
Never know how.
So I just switched to Straight Talk Wireless.
Uh-oh, we just ran out of gas.
Great, gives us time to watch the race.
You know the next town is 50 miles away, right?
Don't worry, I have real unlimited data now.
But how are we going to get out of here?
We got about 200 laps before we need to figure that out.
Get a free 5G phone with select plans and real unlimited data only for a limited time at Straight Talk. Available at your local Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk is an official partner of NASCAR. Taxes and fees apply. Require single line activation on a qualifying plan for network management practices. Visit StraightTalk.com. Copyright 2025 Verizon. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, LLC.
Back down to the line they come here at Talladega. 3 wide for a moment. Joey Logano will squeeze back out in front of the field. And for 6 rows behind him, they continue 3 wide racing. It's incredible here at the Talladega Super Speedway. We're down to 37 laps to go in the Yellowwood 500. From Talladega Super Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Do you hide your business from your customers? Of course not. But if you're not marketing your business on the internet, you're not only hidden from your potential customers, well, you don't exist at all. Top Dog Promotions should be your choice for creating a website at a price you can afford, and you don't have to wait days or weeks for changes or updates to your site. Top Dog Promotions prides itself on prompt service and will work within your budget. They'll work closely on getting results with your website. Real Country 1430 WRDN chose Top Dog Promotions for its new website, and your business should too. More info at topdogpromotions.net and see the websites created for businesses like Real Country 1430 WRDN. Top Dog Promotions can assess your business's marketing efforts and create an advertising strategy that helps you get a better return on your marketing dollar. For a free business assessment, contact Top Dog Promotions at 608-769-9910 or topdogpromotions.net.
We're here for you 24-7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Back here at Talladega Super Speedway, Logano back up front after Ross Chastain took his turn at the front of the field. Ryan Blaney second, Christopher Bell goes third. You know, they're by themselves at the bottom of the racetrack, and you can try to add Chris Buescher there, but Christopher Bell won't allow him to be single file. Two wide there, then three wide through the rest of the pack. Dave Moody, it never ceases to amaze when you come to Talladega, the type of racing you get. I think you mentioned it earlier. It kind of lulls you into believing that this is just normal.
Yeah, you might think if you saw enough of this that it was actually easy. It's incredibly hard. They're inches apart, an amazing amount of precision just to turn a single lap like this, much less lap after lap after lap.
And all of that three-wide racing continues lap after lap after lap from about sixth on back. Front three cars are single file and by themselves at the bottom of the racetrack. No challenging from the outside. Joey Logano, Ryan Blaney, and Brad Keselowski. Then they go two wide with Chris Buescher and Christopher Bell. And then that three-wide racing behind them. Ryan Preece has Ross Chastain and Shane Van Gisbergen to his outside. That battle back in turn one.
Van Gisbergen has crawled his way forward after that spin heading to pit road a few laps ago. He is back and solidly in the top 10, leading the extreme three-wide line off turn two.
Shane Van Gisbergen is there on that third lane against the outside wall. So is Daniel Suarez. Those two Chevrolet Camaros trying to work together. Daniel Suarez got in the back of SVG, almost turned him sideways. They raced to three.
And they still stay together on that third and high lane around the outside of Talladega Super Speedway, but a scary moment for a pair of Trackhouse Chevrolets. Meanwhile, Christopher Bell still leading that middle lane, but out front, it's Joey Logano and Ryan Blaney.
As the laps get fewer, 33 to go here in the Yellowwood 500. So, Todd Gordon, you've won here four times as a crew chief in the NASCAR Cup Series. When would you ideally like to bring your driver off the track for what could be the final pit stop?
Well, as I look at it, when everybody came, it looks like lap 123 to 125 is where they came to pit road. With the pace we're running, I think we've got fuel. We can get to about lap 170. That'd be 18 to go. I wanna run that as long as I can. I wanna get to the point and be the last one to pit. Unless a caution comes, that's going to be a piece of caveat that could put us behind, but I'm looking to get another 15 laps out of this run.
Let's find out what the crew chiefs are saying down on the pit lane with 33 laps to go. Steve Post.
Yeah, and listening to the conversation, I think Todd's right on the mark with it as far as what they want to do. Been following along with Michael McDowell. He won the pole position. Travis Peterson and Michael just had a conversation, and honestly, it's rare when you hear a crew chief and driver have a long-term conversation, especially when Michael's in the middle of three wide, as he is now. But the conversation was, Michael said, how are we doing or where we need to be? And Travis said, we started a little behind everybody on fuel, meaning maybe they didn't get as much fuel in the car as they needed. He says, you've done a really, really good job, and we are right even with everybody else now on fuel. Just keep riding. Don't go to the third lane. Stay in the second lane. So when the wave of pit stops happens, we're in a good spot. So I don't know when that is, but I know they are really talking about it and really burning up the calculators down here on figuring out fuel money, fuel mileage. Jason Toy, what are you hearing on your section of pit road?
A lot of these highly educated engineers have got that calculator out trying to figure it out too, especially how far back within that pack you've been running and been able to save fuel. Brad Keselowski, they early on today, they were up front. They had to pull it back because they were going to fuel quickly. They've been pretty quick. pleased with the way it's been running right now. They've told him you're running steady. Christopher Bell, he has been calm, cool, collective. Tad Boyd, his sponsor, they have just been trying to position the race car where they go. They have been conserving everything, too, trying to pull back on what they're getting. But the biggest thing right now, and what Todd talked about, don't want to be that first one. You definitely want to be the last one. But when do you come to pit road? That's the discussion a lot of them are having right now here on the middle section. About in front of you, Brad Gilley.
When it comes to fuel conservation, they've been working on Ryan Preece all day, and they think they've got it. He was actually told that he's saved enough fuel during this stint to be right on the plan that they wanted to have. Now, when it comes to options, you look at Ryan Blaney right now running right behind teammate Joey Logano, who is out front. You look at Ross Chastain, who tried to pull a train up to the front of the field. And you look at some of the other cars, including William Byron. They actually were called down to pit road right before it went back to green before the end of this stage. So they have a little bit extra Sunoco fuel in their tank to give them that option to see how long they want to stay out or how little time or lesser time they can spend on pit road.
Yeah, it looked like Alex Bowman bailed out of the draft, not necessarily by design. He has lost the draft in a big way by the tone of the full length of the Alabama Gang Super Stretch. We have our 25th different leader, our 54th different lead change. Todd Gilliland's at the front of the field now for Front Row Motorsports.
Hello?
Hey, it's your man Tank. Watching you hold back tears swallowing that celery stick. It's a hard sight to see, Tim.
I'm almost done. Just let me get this down.
Stop it, man. Seriously. We don't have to do this to us.
Ugh, you're right. I hate veggies so much. How can I be more like you?
Hey, buddy, I am you. Just full of meat.
Jack Link's Beef Jerky, official meat snack of NASCAR. Feed your wild side.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Black Buffalo products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of nicotine or tobacco.
Hey, it's Ryan Blaney, 2023 NASCAR Cup Series champion. If you know me, I did Black Buffalo Long Cut. Black Buffalo is America's only credible smokeless tobacco alternative. Black Buffalo was established in America in 2015, and it dips just like the real thing, without the tobacco leaf or stem. You can find Black Buffalo at thousands of retailers across the USA near you. Black Buffalo Tobacco Alternative. If it's everything you love about dip, nothing you don't.
Inside Lane surges forward, and Joey Logano will reassume the race lead. However, the momentum shifts again to the second lane, and Todd Gilliland in his yellow car pulls even with the yellow car of Logano as they fly past the line. Joey Logano will lead that lap by 2/1000ths of a second. 28 laps to go, and an impending pit stop remains. From Talladega Super Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Do you hide your business from your customers? Of course not. But if you're not marketing your business on the internet, you're not only hidden from your potential customers, well, you don't exist at all. Top Dog Promotions should be your choice for creating a website at a price you can afford, and you don't have to wait days or weeks for changes or updates to your site. Top Dog Promotions prides itself on prompt service and will work within your budget. They'll work closely on getting results with your website. Real Country 1430 WRDN chose Top Dog Promotions for its new website, and your business should too. More info at topdogpromotions.net and see the websites created for businesses like Real Country 1430 WRDN. Top Dog Promotions can assess your business's marketing efforts and create an advertising strategy that helps you get a better return on your marketing dollar. For a free business assessment, contact Top Dog Promotions at 608-769-9910 or Top Dog promotions.net.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
This time by, there will be 26 circuits remaining in the Yellowwood 500. Joey Logano has the lead at the bottom of the racetrack, but Kyle Ricci, that second lane just simply won't go away.
Won't go away, led by Todd Gilliland, who led last time by 13 thousandths of a second. Now at the front of the field, he fades the third, leading the outside, but to his inside, Joey Logano and Ryan Blaney.
It is Gilliland, then Denny Hamlin, and William Byron, the top three, followed by Kyle Larson and Daniel Suarez in the high line.
Those cars trying to inch their way forward, and they're making progress up the Alabama Gang Superstretch. Here is Todd Gilliland, the first car on that outside lane, even with Ryan Blaney for second place.
But as that top lane makes progress, so too do the Penske Fords on the inside lane as Joey Logano gets a huge shot in the shorts from Ryan Blaney, gets back out front by about a half a car length as Blaney will continue to push off Ford.
The lanes just simply have an ebb and a flow. It looks like going into the corners and the midpoint, the bottom lane seems to have the momentum. But by the time they get things wound up, Dave, on exit of where you're standing in turn number two, outside lane begins to surge.
That's exactly right. Ryan Blaney has been the consummate teammate for Joey Logano here of late. He gives him a good bump going into the corners and down the straightaways, and he has thrown some vicious side drafts on that outside line.
Ryan Blaney has been helping his teammate Joey Logano for sure. Both Logano and Blaney against the double yellow line. Here is Todd Gilliland with some drafting assistance from Denny Hamlin. 2x2 for the race lead.
And Hamlin giving an assistance to Todd Gilliland, but they're a little bit more spread apart on that middle lane, the outside of the 2x2 scenario into turns 3 and 4 as Logano now looks for Ryan Blaney, and there he is as Blaney gives him another shove off 4.
Side-by-side racing through the field. 24 laps to go this time by, and a pit stop still to be made. Hearing within about 10 laps or so of some of these leaders, most of the leaders heading toward the pit lane for the final time this afternoon as Gilliland and Logano go back to one.
Joey Logano, Ryan Blaney tag-teaming their way here at Talladega in that low line. Gilliland up high with drafting help from Denny Hamlin.
Behind Joey Logano and Ryan Blaney, third car to the inside of the racetrack. There is where you find the Ford Mustang of Brad Keselowski. Keselowski has got Chris Buescher and Ryan Preece behind him. Those three RFK cars working well together.
Certainly are, Tim. Two Penske Fords, three RFK Ford Mustangs on the bottom side of the racetrack as they now move to the middle groove to get around the lap machine of Alex Bowman off of corner number four. Still neck and neck at the top spot between Logano and Todd Gilliland.
23 laps to go. Todd Gordon, in one of your progressive keys to winning the Yellowwood 500, I believe it was your final key, make sure you surround yourself with friendly people to be able to help you. With a pit stop still to go, you got to get your friendlies with you to get organized, let alone try to win the race.
Yeah, and I think when you look at this right now, I think the Team Penske cars have got a good scenario set up for them. Both Joey Logano and Ryan Blaney, the first two cars in that bottom lane, with three RFK Fords that are very capable right behind them, and a kind of Ford teammate in Todd Gilliland controlling the top lane. I think they're in a good position as we approach these pit stop cycles.
Trouble in turn number two. Cody Ware goes for a spin. I'm not sure if he spun off the racetrack or if he was coming off pit road and has spun down onto the pit exit. Either way, that's where he has come to a stop. The Arby's machine at a dead stop between one and two.
And that puts us under the caution flag for the fifth time this afternoon at Talladega with 22 laps to go.
Hey, listen to this. All I needed was a new starter. Got a great deal on eBay. Did it myself.
Yeah, that's cool. But how about the soft purr of an upgraded exhaust when it fits just right?
For me, it's the little things. Like these new windshield wipers from eBay I installed. From small fixes to big upgrades, eBay has all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, folks. Kyle Petty here. I want to tell you about a place that's dear to my heart, Dictee Junction. It's a year-round camp that gives kids with complex medical and physical conditions life-changing experiences that are fun, empowering, and always free for families. Please help Dictee Junction support kids who need it the most by making a donation today. Any amount will help kids attend camp for free. Help make a difference by visiting victoryjunction.org/donate.
Pit stops are forthcoming from Talladega Super Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built on service.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
We're here for you 24-7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Back at Talladega Super Speedway in the closing laps here this afternoon in the Yellowwood 500 for the NASCAR Cup Series. 22 laps to go. Joey Logano shown as the race leader over Todd Gilliland, Ryan Blaney, Denny Hamlin, Brad Keselowski, and William Byron. Also Chris Buescher, Kyle Larson, Ryan Preece, and Daniel Suarez among the top 10.
We expect everybody to pit lane once it opens up here, hopefully this time by. But if you recall, fourth place driver Denny Hamlin had a bit of an issue leaving his pit box last time with a clutch problem, and with the entire field we anticipate coming to pit road, if he tries to pull out of his pit box and can't really get going, we could have ourselves a bit of a scenario on pit road. We'll have to pay really close attention to how Denny Hamlin is able to get that car back up to speed once he exits his pit box. But we're down to it. 21 to go here in the Yellowwood 500. Joey Logano leads Todd Gilliland. Ryan Blaney is third. Denny Hamlin fourth. And Brad Keselowski fifth. William Byron sixth. Chris Buescher seventh. Kyle Larson is eighth. Ryan Preece is ninth. And Daniel Suarez is 10th.
Then it's Ty Dillon in 11th. Shane Van Gisbergen in 12th. Kyle Busch 13th. Christopher Bell 14th, and Chase Briscoe 15th, Anthony Alfredo in the 16th spot, Zane Smith in 17th, Michael McDowell 18th, Ross Chastain 19th, and Carson Hocevar to round out the top 20.
21st is Ty Gibbs, Tyler Reddick is 22nd, Bubba Wallace is 23rd, and John Hunter Nemechek 24th. Cole Custer goes 25th. Austin Hill currently is the last car on the lead lap in 26th. However, Casey Mears will get the free pass. He will now be the last car on the lead lap. He'll be 27th. One lap down is Alex Bowman in 28th. Then Cody Ware in 29th. He'll fall down the leaderboard after bringing us under this caution flag. Austin Dillon rounds out the top 30.
BJ McLeod, the last driver running right now in 31st. Everybody else in the garage and out of the race, including Riley Herbst, Josh Berry, Eric Jones. Austin Cindric has been on and off of the pit lane and in and out of the garage right now, running in 35th. Noah Gregson, 36th. A.J. Allmendinger, 37th. Ricky Stenhouse, Justin Haley, and Chase Elliott, as all of the race leaders are on the pit lane. Brad Gilley.
3.5 seconds of fuel for Joey Logano. He's down and away. Quicker stop for Ryan Blaney. He gets out before Logano. Jason Toy.
Chester Bell makes a stop. A little bit of fuel. As a matter of fact, a little bit more fuel for him. He's going to lose some spots on pit road. Denny Hamlin still sits here with the hood off. Seat post.
Ryan Blaney wins the race off from pit road. Him and Joey Logano are the first two off from pit road. In on this pit stop, Michael McDowell was in. There goes Cole Custer out. Chase Briscoe is in. Extended stop for Carson Hocevar here on pit road. These pit stops, lap number 168.
There was some contact on the pit lane. William Byron, trying to pull out of his pit box, made contact with Bubba Wallace, who looked like he was trying to make the left-hand turn into his box. Not sure if there's damage to the right front corner of that Raptor Chevrolet of playoff contender William Byron, but there absolutely was some contact made.
Championship four contender Denny Hamlin still on the pit lane, so they continue to work on that car as we go to the pit road and Jason Toy.
Yeah, it continues to be the same issue for Denny here this time. They got one of the engine guys going up underneath to take a look at things. They're working through cycling some things on the electronic side of things, too. But definitely something in the drivetrain here for Denny Hamlin that's keeping him from pulling away once he comes to a stop.
Good thing Denny Hamlin has that win from a week ago at Las Vegas Motor Speedway to go ahead and advance him into the Championship Four in Phoenix in 2 weeks' time, which we will have for you right here on the Motor Racing Network. Before we get there, though, everybody will pack up the trucks and head to South Central Virginia, to the Martinsville Speedway. Can't wait to be there. It's a perfect time of year to be in Virginia with the leaves changing colors and racing on the shortest racetrack we run on at the Martinsville Martinsville Speedway. I know Clay Campbell and his team have that track all prettied up and ready to go for us to get there.
All the action starts on Thursday night with the NASCAR Whelen Modified Tour, their final race of the season. Austin Beers has a 14-point advantage over Justin Bonsignor. Ron Silk, the most recent winner last week at Thompson. So the Modifieds here on the Motor Racing Network Thursday night, 7:30 Eastern Time for the Virginia is for Racing Lovers 300. Then it's a quick turnaround for the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series and their final race before the Championship Four, the Slim Jim 200, next Friday, 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time. NASCAR Cup Series, their practice and pole qualifying next Saturday, October 25th at 4:30 Eastern Time. That'll lead into the NASCAR Xfinity Series race at 7 p.m. Eastern from Martinsville. And then the final race in this round of eight for the NASCAR Cup Series, the Xfinity 500, next Sunday afternoon, 1 o'clock Eastern Time from the Martinsville Speedway.
Still under the caution flag as the teams that are a lap or more down have the opportunity to pit. There's some also lead lap cars that came in to top off the Sunoco fuel. We did not get the one to go this time by. So, Todd, the big question now that pops into my mind is when we do get the one to go and the drivers choose what lane to restart in, first and second to choose will be Ryan Blaney and Joey Logano, Team Penske teammates, both needing a win to get into the next round or at least position themselves the best they can coming out of Talladega. So my question that pops into my mind is when you choose, do you choose to go nose to tail? Do you choose to go side by side on the front row?
Great question, and one that I don't know how they'll handle this. I think, you know, obviously to me, I would think that you both pick the front row, and in the control car, Ryan Blaney gets a jump, and he probably picks the outside, leaving Joey on the inside. But if he picks the outside, then they're going to try to play that game where he gets a little bit of a jump. By the time he gets to turn one, he can clear down in front of Joey. They can control the race. If you choose behind each other, you're already lined up to push. You put Todd Gilliland as the opportunity to take the outside or the inside. I would think it'd be the outside. We'll have to see how they play this one out. There is some risk to picking both front rows because you've got to time it so that your speed's right to be able to make that clear at the right time to still get the engagement to get into turn one.
So we'll see how these drivers choose here coming up in the next couple of moments from now as cleanup is about complete. The safety team still continuing to work on some of those weepers that we talked about earlier here on the front straightaway from the overnight rains as prior to the caution flag, the Fords were connected and had been for much of that long green flag run on the bottom with Ryan Blaney and Joey Logano, Brad Keselowski, Chris Buescher, Ryan Preece. They were all very committed to each other on the inside prior to the yellow flag. Now they choose their lanes inside and out.
They do choose, Todd, and Team Penske both choose the bottom side of the racetrack.
The safer move because you're not working on timing it to get the right place. Joey will be lined up on Ryan Blaney's bumper. And pushing, they'll go together, and they've got Todd Gilliland, another Ford, kind of a Ford teammate, OEM teammate, controlling the outside lane.
With Brad Keselowski and Ryan Preece also lined up on the bottom, so you'll have four of the five Fords that were there prior to the yellow. There again, Chris Buescher, the only one missing, at least right now, among the leaders. He'll restart in the seventh position. As they're lined up and ready to go, we have 18 laps to go, 17 when they get the green flag here, this time by here in the Yellowwood 500 at the Talladega Super Speedway. Blaney and Logano on the front row.
And we're just kind of looking through the binoculars back there, and Tim will bring you in on this over there on the backstretch. There's a lot of Fords inside the top 10. What's it look like behind Ryan Blaney and Joey Logano in the inside lane?
Well, you've got on the inside of the racetrack in that third lane, or the third row, I should say, Brad Keselowski. He's a fellow Ford driver going in the fourth car on the inside. That is Ryan Preece. Then you have several Chevrolet drivers that are lined up behind those Fords. Michael McDowell, Kyle Busch, a couple to name a few that are lined up there as well. So we'll see if the manufacturers work together at all on this restart. I'm sure that they will, but the Fords definitely have a stronghold right now at the front of the pack.
They have the advantage, no doubt, as they make up most of the front three rows as we get set for the restart. Blaney and Logano, pace car, set the pole in this time, getting down to it here at the Talladega Super Speedway. 17 laps to go when they get the green flag this time by as the crowd comes to their feet here in the tri-oval.
beautiful day, not a cloud in the sky, much different than when we started the race earlier this afternoon. Ryan Blaney, the control car in the bottom of the racetrack, hits the restart zone and punches the throttle. Blaney on the bottom. He's being matched stride for stride by Todd Gilliland topside. Gilliland's got Kyle Larson's red, white, and blue Chevrolet on his back bumper.
Nobody stepping to the three-wide line, at least for the moment. Top four break away from that third row by about a car length or so. Ryan Blaney has the lead by half a car length. Back on the outside. The outside lane with McDowell upon.
Todd Gilliland and everyone else racing hard for this top spot. Michael McDowell, fifth in line on the inside of the racetrack. Here is Gilliland now with a push from Kyle Larson going to the lead.
Todd Gilliland takes over the top spot. He will move to the bottom side of turns three and four, all against that yellow line. He picks up Ryan Blaney. Fellow Ford drivers, they go 1-2. Now Larson, the Lone Ranger, leading the top lane.
With a run in the top side of the racetrack for Kyle Larson, challenges for the second spot, looking to pull up alongside Todd Gilliland for the race lead. Larson has help from Daniel Suarez topside as they go back to turn one.
Kyle Larson on the charge to the outside lane, creeping up now on Gilliland for the number one position. They are side by side for the number one spot. On the outside, Larson sidewinds it off two.
Kyle Larson trying to get alongside and pass Todd Gilliland for the race lead. Larson has got drafting help behind him in the form of Daniel Suarez. Suarez shoving Larson, Blaney's shoving Gilliland.
Kyle Larson trying to break up the party of Ford Mustangs at the front of the field, but it's a strong move on the inside for Todd Gilliland. A full car length lead after a shove from Ryan Blaney. Off of four, it's Gilliland by himself in a side-by-side battle for second.
He is not coming off the bottom of the racetrack. Speaking of current leader Todd Gilliland, he looks to his right, however. Here comes Kyle Larson. There's another Chevrolet on the back bumper of Larson. That's Daniel Suarez.
Suarez giving Larson a good push as the Chevrolet teammates work that outside lane. It's all Fords downstairs. Gilliland, Blaney, and Logano.
And this is the point of the race where the shoving and the bump drafting gets more and more aggressive. Drivers are starting to lose their patience. If they're in the middle of the pack, they want to go forward. However, right now, both lanes are blocked and held by Gilliland and Larson.
Two by two they go as Daniel Suarez continues to shove Kyle Larson in that middle lane, the outside groove of the double filed situation. Larson now going to have a full head of steam off of turn number four, trying to pull up alongside Todd Gilliland,
who continues to lead by a car length, double wide behind him. He's like the pace car in a high-speed pace lap right now, until Kyle Larson gets a surge at the exit of the tri-oval. He goes to the front of the field in the top of the lane.
Kyle Larson for Hendrick Motorsports, Daniel Suarez for Trackhouse Racing. Impromptu teammates right now in the Chevy camp, trying to make it work on the outside, but Gilliland will not go quietly.
Gilliland looking strong on the bottom side of the racetrack right now, and Dave mentioned the Fords that are all stacked up on the bottom side of the racetrack. In that bottom lane is Gilliland, Blaney, Logano, Keselowski, and Priest.
Fords leading at the front of the field as here comes Kyle Larson on the outside lane, getting pushed by Daniel Suarez. You don't have to look too far back to find William Byron as well. No, he would like to be up there with Larson as they continue to roll the top side of the racetrack.
Everybody huddled close quarters racing. Nobody gives an inch here as the laps get fewer. 13 to go here at Talladega. It's Gilliland on the bottom. You've got Kyle Larson topside and the freeway insurance Chevrolet of Daniel Suarez behind him.
From here on out, nobody expected to cut anybody any brakes. It's two by two all the way back to the top 20 or 24 at the front. Gilliland and Larson.
Watching William Byron. He is the fourth car in line on that outside. The problem for Byron is he's got nowhere to go, because if he steps out of line right now, he would go straight to the back.
He would, Tim Catalfamo, and he continues to ride behind Chris Buescher there, the fourth car on the outside lane. Meanwhile, back up front, Todd Gilliland surging ahead once again off turn number four, leading by Ryan Blaney and side by side with Kyle Larson.
Outside lane had to surge last time, inside back to the front this time, led by Todd Gilliland, but now here comes Kyle Larson to the outside, and he'll swing to the bottom. Back up front, Kyle Larson to the inside of the racetrack back in turn one.
Larson crosses over to the bottom of the speedway to take the lead. Now that'll leave the outside, the middle lane, I should say, open for Daniel Suarez. There's a three-wide line beginning to materialize.
Yeah, that line up against the outside wall is forming. They're back around the 10th spot. Here is Daniel Suarez with some drafting help from Chris Buescher. Buescher shoving him up the straightaway. Here comes Zane Smith, three wide on the outside. outside.
Zane Smith putting it top shelf in turn number three as he goes a long way around. Daniel Suarez three wide now for the race lead at Talladega. Kyle Larson to the way low side. Daniel Suarez in the middle and then Zane Smith up top.
It only took three quarters of a lap from that outside lane to go from 15th to the race lead. Huntington Beach, California's Zane Smith leads at Talladega. He's got the field in the rearview mirror stacked up three wide behind him.
Smith out of the shadows makes his charge toward the front of the pack. Zane Smith to the top of the heap, but back comes Larson as they surge around the lap car of Alex Bowman.
Oh, that was really tight coming out of turn number two as Bowman was in the way. Everyone was able to clear him, though, and now they race halfway up the Alabama Gang Superstretch. It is Zane Smith with Ross Chastain shoving him back to three.
Those two have checked out from the rest of the field by about four car lengths as Kyle Larson will try to surge ahead in that middle lane, that second groove off of the bottom. But up front, Zane Smith clear ahead with Chastain.
And Daniel Suarez, who was second one lap ago, has been kicked from the draft and will fall outside of the top 15. Barely hanging on to the lead pack as they cross the line this time by with Zane Smith out front over Ross Chastain.
Smith and Chastain may have gotten too far out on the pack. They were actually too good in turn four, and now the pack just gobbles up the daylight and is right back on their back bumper as they hit the back straightaway.
Todd Gilliland now running in the middle part of the racetrack. Zane Smith downstairs against the double yellow line. That third lane up against the safer barrier. That's where Chris Buescher is. Todd Gilliland, though, the leader in three.
And Chris Buescher able to make that top lane work in the three wide scenario because Bubba Wallace gave him the shove of all his might as Buescher tries to surge in the top five. They're side by side off four with Zane Smith and Todd Gilliland.
Single digit laps to go at Talladega. Nine laps to go this time by. Here they come back through the tri-oval. It's at the bottom of the racetrack where Zane Smith is by a fender. He's got his front row motorsports teammate right beside him in Todd Gilliland.
Here they come into turn number one. Gilliland inches ahead by about a half a car length. He'll go from the outside lane to the second lane all the way to the bottom of the racetrack across the nose of Zane Smith.
Todd Gilliland with a nice move goes down to the bottom side of the racetrack, picks up Zane Smith. So those two Ford Mustangs teammates can now work with each other. Just as I say that though, Gilliland goes up to the middle, opens up the inside for Zane Smith.
Zane Smith will pick back up with Ross Chastain and Chastain will shove him back to the lead. Gilliland still riding in that middle lane will pick up Kyle Larson and Chris Buescher trying to make the three-wide lane look for
Ford. Front row motorsports Fords trying to work together at the front of the field, but now they're side-by-side again for the top spot. Here comes Todd Gilliland, top of the racetrack, passes his teammate who continues to lead the bottom in Zane Smith with drafting help from Kyle Larson.
The front row motorsports teammates have not really linked up that often. The main pusher, especially for Gilliland, has been Ross Chastain. For the moment, though, they'll go nose to tail in the low line.
Yeah, they have found each other, Dave, on the bottom side of the racetrack. Now Gilliland out of turn number two jumps up to the middle lane. He blocks Kyle Larson. Larson has got his Hendrick Motorsports teammate William Byron right behind him.
Say, you talk about the Fords picking up each other with front row. How about Hendrick Motorsports now in the middle lane with Larson leading his teammate William Byron. Christopher Bell has joined the fray. And on that third lane, here comes Chase Briscoe back to the front.
To the line this time. Seven laps to go. Alex Bowman will make his way off the pit lane. Lead draft comes blasting by him. It's Kyle Larson back to the lead. He's got his Hendrick Motorsports teammate William Byron pushing him to the point.
Let's see how long they can keep possession of that lead. Not for long. Charging around the outside. The challenge is on again in the person of Chase Briscoe. He'll go to the lead on the outside.
Chase Briscoe with a nice head of momentum coming out of turn number two. Kyle Larson tried to slow him down, but he didn't have the help in the middle lane. Here is Chase Briscoe with a shove from Chris Buescher. Those two go 1-2 and they go to the bottom.
Strong push by Buescher leads Chase Briscoe to the top spot. Bubba Wallace now on the outside of Kyle Larson racing for third. Then it's three wide behind as you got a gaggle of race cars from William Byron on back.
Briscoe and Buescher clear the rest of the field. They are first and second. Everybody two and three wide behind them coming to six laps to go. Now Kyle Larson steps out of line with drafting help for Bubba Wallace to challenge for second and now the lead topside.
Toyota's pushing Chevrolets. Ford pushing Toyotas. Strange strange bedfellows in the final laps here at Talladega. Front of the pack, Briscoe. Oh, he nearly got turned as he came off turn two.
Chase Briscoe, a scary moment. Got the car sideways coming off of the corner. Here is Kyle Larson now in the middle lane with some shoving from Bubba Wallace. It's Larson and Briscoe neck and neck.
Strong move for Bubba Wallace to get back to the back bumper of Kyle Larson as they lead that middle lane. But don't look now. Austin Hill has got help in the form of Anthony Alfredo as a couple of underdogs look to join the chat in the top 10 on the outside.
Austin Hill in that extreme outside lane. The third lane has help from Carson Hocevar, who is topside as well, as they are side by side, three rows in front of them. Larson inching out front by a car length over Chase Briscoe for the top spot with five laps to go.
Chase Briscoe, though, surges back to the bottom of the racetrack. He'll get a big shove from Chris Buescher midway between one and two. Slides up into the second lane to block the advantage. Now right back to the bottom across the nose of Byron.
Chase Briscoe driving out the rearview mirror right now. He's trying to keep all these cars at bay, but he can't block all of them. Here's Kyle Larson stepping to the left, going to the middle around Chris Buescher.
Playoff drivers rising to the top in the waning laps at Talladega as Chase Briscoe leads the field, running the bottom lane with William Byron in tow. Kyle Larson now trying to get the middle lane back formed up with Bubba Wallace in tow as Briscoe defends that middle line.
Down to four laps to go in the Yellowwood 500. Up front, Chase Briscoe changes his lanes, goes all the way to the bottom of the racetrack, picks up the draft from William Byron. Byron not happy there, changes lanes. Oh, Briscoe tried to block and it was too late. Here comes Byron.
Chase Briscoe now had to give up that second groove. He'll hug the bottom with drafting help down low. Byron trying to rim ride his way around the outside in lane number two. They're side by side for the lead.
William Byron, Chase Briscoe side by side for the top spot up the Alabama Gang super stretch. Byron now shoots out to the lead. Larson shoving him. Here comes Bubba Wallace busting a move to the inside.
Bubba Wallace shoved both the Hendrick Motorsports teammates, then ditched them for the bottom of the racetrack, and now Bubba Wallace going to try to challenge for the top spot wheel-to-wheel with William Byron. Bubba Wallace on the bottom gets help from Chase Briscoe.
Didn't look like Bubba Wallace was going to have much help there, but here comes Chase Briscoe. Todd Gilliland to the inside along with Zane Smith. That'll propel Bubba Wallace to the inside of William Byron and to the race lead. He'll lead that lap by 3,000ths of a second with three to go.
Bare knuckle time at Talladega Super Speedway. Bubba Wallace on the inside. William Byron on the outside. Briscoe and Larson, two by two behind them.
That's how they run, exiting turn number two. Bubba Wallace and William Byron side by side. Don't forget about that third lane up against the outside wall. That's being led by Chris Buescher. They're three wide from second. I'm back with Byron as the leader.
Here comes Chris Buescher with the help of Carson Hocevar, going to pull up to the outside of William Byron. Buescher around the long way. Here the top shelf in turn number four is going to look for the race lead on William Byron.
He's got a full head of steam topside. William Byron occupies the lane just to his left. Inside lane begins to surge as well. It's being led by Bubba Wallace. Two laps to go in the Yellowwood 500 as they race back to turn number one.
Anybody's ball game as they hit the banking in turn number one. For the moment, it's going to be Chris Buescher. He's in the middle lane, slides up to throw a block on Byron. Byron goes to the bottom. Buescher dives down to block him again.
Can you hold your breath for two more laps? Chris Buescher goes from the middle and now back up to the top. Oh, and around goes Chris Buescher. He gets turned at the front of the pack and slams the inside wall hard on the back straightaway.
Caution flag comes out for the sixth time. A single car incident. Somehow Tim Catalfamo, as Chris Buescher was running toward the front of the field when he got turned.
He put on a massive block coming out of turn number two. Did Chris Buescher. He moved from the middle lane up to the top, trying to block, I believe, William Byron. He then got turned, went into the inside retaining wall about halfway down the Alabama Gang super stretch, and has now come to a rest about 100 yards from my feet.
And that'll put us under the caution flag for the sixth time today. William Byron being scored currently as the race leader.
Hey, I hear you think podcasts are all about true crime, huh? Well, wise guy, the iHeartRadio app's got all kinds of podcasts. We got stuff you should know and stuff they don't want you to know. We got Bobby Bones, Big Boy, and Lou Later. We got SpongeBob Binge Pants and Exotic Erotic Storytime. We got Doughboys, Two Dudes in a Kitchen, Green Eggs and Dan. Hey, we got ElfQuest. We got podcasts for everything on the iHeartRadio app for free. If you don't download that, well, that's not just a true crime, my friend. That's criminal.
Want to know the latest with short track racing around the country? Well, one show has you covered, NASCAR Coast to Coast. Hi, I'm Chris Wilner. Join me each week as we break down the biggest headlines in grassroots racing and in NASCAR's regional and touring series. We'll also talk with rising stars from your favorite short track. Once again, it's NASCAR Coast to Coast. And you can watch or listen today on YouTube, Facebook, MRN.com, or on your favorite podcast platform.
Chris Buescher able to climb out of his battered race car under his own power. He'll take the mandatory trip to the infield care center and be checked out there. William Byron, the race leader. Kyle Larson, second. Bubba Wallace, third. Carson Hocevar, fourth. And Ty Gibbs rounds out the top five. We are headed to overtime from Talladega Super Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Do you hide your business from your customers? Of course not. But if you're not marketing your business on the internet, you're not only hidden from your potential customers, well, you don't exist at all. Top Dog Promotions should be your choice for creating a website at a price you can afford, and you don't have to wait days or weeks for changes or updates to your site. Top Dog Promotions prides itself on prompt service and will work within your budget. They'll work closely on getting results with your website. Real Country 1430 WRDN chose Top Dog Promotions for its new website, and your business should too. More info at topdogpromotions.net and see the websites created for businesses like Real Country 1430 WRDN. Top Dog Promotions can assess your business's marketing efforts and create an advertising strategy that helps you get a better return on your marketing dollar. For a free business assessment, contact Top Dog Promotions at 608-769-9910 or topdogpromotions.net.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
We're headed to overtime here in the Yellowwood 500. We'll explain that in just a moment because pit lane was open. And Steve Post, we had some drivers come to pit road.
Michael McDowell brought his car in. They were so close on fuel. Everybody here on pit road was, and they were running bare-knuckle racing three wide. They made the decision that they did not think they could go into overtime. So Michael McDowell was in. They put four tires on in Sunoco Racing Fuel, so they're good to go, but they'll be starting at the back of the pack. Jason Toy.
One taker in the middle section, Brad Keselowski. He took four fresh Goodyear Eagles on there, and they made sure they got the fuel in there to go as many extra time overtimes as they need to. Heard a couple of drivers talk about not to swerve back and forth. They've already flipped the switch to kind of give them that extra gallon they got in there on that reservoir tank, but it's going to be tight for them if they got to go a second overtime in the middle section. Brad?
Team Penske got shuffled to the back, so both Paul Wolf for Joey Logano and Jonathan Hassler for Ryan Blaney said we might as well come and get fuel. Ryan Blaney only in for 2 seconds of fuel. They actually put 4 seconds of fuel for Joey Logano in anticipation, and maybe this not being the only overtime restart we had. Now, monitoring right now, race leader William Byron, they were nervous that they wouldn't make it to the end of regulation. Rudy Fugel kept him out. William Byron, all he wants to know is who he's going to be racing and restarting around.
Front 21 cars stayed out on the racetrack. Ryan Blaney, first off the pit lane, will restart 22nd. Then Joey Logano, Brad Keselowski, and Michael McDowell will have a lot of cars to pass if they want a shot at this one here this afternoon. But you never know. We could go into overtime again or the second overtime. This, of course, being a two-lap run to the finish once we get into an overtime situation. The first lap, if it's completed under the green flag, and once the leader takes the white flag, the next flag would end it. So if a caution were to come out after, once we begin the white flag lap, after the leader crosses the start-finish line, that would freeze the field immediately, and the driver out front would get the race win. But we got to get there first, and we're still a couple of laps from getting there.
Yeah, we do. As we continue to work under the caution flag, let's take a trip around this 2.66-mile racetrack, bring our three turn announcers in, and give us a breakdown. Dave Moody even turns 1 and 2. The types of things we've seen over in your portion of the racetrack today compared to what you expect to see in the next couple of laps.
Well, I think what we've seen in the last 10 laps, Alex, have been a pretty good indicator of what's coming. Nobody giving anybody much of a lift, just spectacular racing, 2 and 3 wide, leaders throwing tremendous blocking maneuvers, going two lanes up or two lanes down to shut off a run. I expect Tim Catalfamo, we're going to see a bunch more of that before it's over.
I would agree with you, Dave. I kind of would look at it as almost as if you put a pot of water on the stove and you just let it kind of simmer a little bit. Then you start getting those bubbles. It starts coming to a boil. And then if you keep the lid on, it starts to overflow. That's, I think, at the point of the race that we are at right now. The drivers, their patience is out the window. They have an opportunity to win a race at Talladega, whether they're running first or 23rd. They're going to go for the win, and that could make some really exciting racing. Chris Wunder, what about you?
Oh, Tim, the intensity meter continues to just get turned up on the party deck here in Turn 4. A lot of the race fans have found spots on the railing just trying to catch a glimpse of this upcoming overtime finish. But to your guys' point, the blocking we've seen and the lane changes have been pretty aggressive the last 10 laps. I expect more of the same, especially off corner number 4, because that's where we see kind of those momentum changes with these two different lanes, and whoever can make that race-winning move will certainly have to do it here off Turn 4 coming to the checkered flag.
All right, thank you very much, guys. Should be interesting once we get underway here for this final sprint to the finish. Let's take a look at the playoffs as they run right now. Of course, Denny Hamlin picked up that win last week in Las Vegas. He has advanced to the Championship 4. William Byron is the race leader, so that would put him through. Kyle Larson, as they run, is 23 to the good, and then it gets tight between Christopher Bell, who is just 3 points above the cut line over Chase Briscoe. Joey Logano, 49 back in sixth. Ryan Blaney, 50 back in seventh. And then Chase Elliott, the first car out of this race, 66 points back in the eighth position. But still a long way to go and at least a little over 5 miles of racing to be run as the field doubles up into their rows of two.
They do. It looks like the two Hendrick Motorsports cars, William Byron, Kyle Larson, first and second to choose. Byron chooses the bottom. Larson takes the top side. The third place car to choose was Carson Hocevar. He elected the bottom of the racetrack. He drives for Spire Motorsports, but they've got an affiliation with Hendrick Motorsports there as well. Then you got Toyotas and Bubba Wallace, Christopher Bell, and Chase Briscoe. Two to go, I should say, Todd. We're in overtime. We've reached that point, I think. You can surround yourself with friendlies all you want. Is it every man for themselves right now?
It is. It is, especially when you look at it, because four of the top six cars right now are behind. You know, they're still in the playoffs. They all could get the win, and they all want their own win. It's not a company win. I need my win so I don't have to go to Martinsville and worry about it next week.
In the playoffs and wanting to lock their way into the Championship 4 at the Phoenix Raceway in just 2 weeks from now. And Todd mentioned the Martinsville Speedway, another unpredictable racetrack. Different, though, a half mile and a lot of contact there next Sunday afternoon at the Martinsville Speedway in Virginia. As we are set for the restart, we'll try it first overtime of the day, something that has been common here this weekend. We saw it in the trucks, saw it in the NASCAR Xfinity Series, and we get it here for the NASCAR Cup Cars. Pace car on the pit lane, set to go with two to run.
Here they come as they make their way into the tri-oval. The restart zone is right in the middle of the tri-oval. Start-finish line, exiting tri-oval on the short straightaway. William Byron, the inside lane, he's the control car. His teammate Kyle Larson is topside. Green flag goes back in the air. Overtime in the Yellowwood 500. Byron has drafting help from Hocevar. Topside, it's Kyle Larson. He's got a bumper full of Bubba Wallace headed to turn number one.
Into turn one, and it is a dead heat. Inches apart. Nobody gets the advantage. Now Byron by maybe a bumper. He's got Carson Hocevar riding in the back seat. That's how much drafting help he's getting.
Still 2x2 for the race lead. Headed up the Alabama Gang Super Stretch. William Byron on the bottom of the racetrack. Kyle Larson in the middle right now, being shoved by Bubba Wallace.
Dead heat into turn three. Larson continues to get a shove from Bubba Wallace on the top side, on the bottom side. Inching out ahead is William Byron. Carson Hocevar continues to shove as a third lane develops with Kyle Busch about 10th on back.
Here comes Kyle Larson in the outside lane or the second lane to reassume the race lead. Had help from Bubba Wallace. Will cross over to the bottom and now has drafting help from William Byron. It's Bubba Wallace at the line. White flag, one lap to go.
So the Hendrick Motorsports teammates trying to hook up, trying to get it done. Kyle Larson with the lead. Drafting help from William Byron in the second lane. Storming around the outside. Here comes Bubba Wallace.
This is it. final time up the super stretch at Talladega. Kyle Larson is off the pace. He's below the double yellow line. Here is Bubba Wallace, now the race leader, with rushing up from Chase Briscoe. Briscoe goes to the inside.
Final time to the north end at Talladega Super Speedway. Chase Briscoe to the bottom. He picks up Ty Gibbs. Up top, it's Bubba Wallace. The race to the checkered flag and a Talladega victory for the final time on four. It's neck and neck.
Here comes Chase Briscoe at the bottom of the track. A win will propel him to the championship four. He's got the lead. Bubba Wallace loses control, cracks the car. William Byron spins. Checkered flag is in the air. Chase Briscoe wins the Yellowwood 500. Chase Briscoe will punch his ticket. He will race for a championship in 2 weeks at Phoenix Raceway, becoming the second Joe Gibbs Toyota to do so. Chase Briscoe wins the Yellowwood 500. Todd Gilliland was second. Ty Gibbs third. Bubba Wallace fourth. Cole Custer rounds out the top five. Let's go to pit road.
Yes, indeed. James Small, crew chief. James, you won Talladega. You're going championship racing. What are your emotions now?
Man, this is unbelievable, dude. Unbelievable. I never thought we'd win a speedway race in my life. It's usually shit goes wrong all the time, but it was great effort by Chase and Drew and, you know, the 54. Got to thank him. He did a hell of a job there.
There we go. That is James Small, crew chief on that. The excitement, I do apologize for the language, but the excitement is overflowing down here in the Chase Briscoe pit.
Chase Briscoe picking up the race win and celebrating here today in Talladega. From fueling your favorite NASCAR teams to filling up at the pump, Sunoco is trusted to help vehicles perform at their peak. Sunoco, performance is what we do.
One last exhale.
Fitting, isn't it? The final shot at the Championship Four comes down to a track that's been here from day one. Martinsville. Close quarters, tight corners, and a fan experience that brings you so close to the action, all of the mayhem will be right at your fingertips. NASCAR Playoffs Weekend at Martinsville Speedway, October 23rd through the 26th. Get your tickets now at martinsvillespeedway.com. Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of NASCAR.
Jeff Gordon wins the Daytona 500.
Jeff Gordon's rise to one of NASCAR's all-time greatest drivers was one like no other. Relive Jeff Gordon's journey to the NASCAR Hall of Fame with the exclusive MRN podcast, Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career. 93 Cup Series wins, 4 Cup Series championships, and 3 Daytona 500 wins. A career rivaled by few others. Check out MRN's Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
NASCAR Live Race Day continues on the Motor Racing Network.
Another thriller here at the Talladega Super Speedway for the NASCAR Cup Series as Chase Briscoe celebrates trackside. We'll hear from him in a moment, but first let's hear from some of our other top finishers. Jason Toy.
Kyle Larson was up there contending for the win there on that final lap there, and I was listening to you and Cliff talk back and forth. I know it was a little tight on fuel. When did it start to sputter on you?
It was flashing at me through one and two, and yeah, I was just hoping that, you know, maybe it could make it, but yeah, midway down the back, it started stumbling, so I just got out of the way.
You're 36 to the good going to Martinsville. So, your thoughts on that?
I'd rather be more than that.
You'd rather be in victory lane here. That's Kyle Larson. Yeah. Brad Gilley?
Christopher Bell comes out of his race car. Looks like a disappointing day, but right now they're saying you're 37 points to the good heading into Martinsville Speedway next weekend. How does that make you feel?
A lot better. Oh, my gosh. I don't know. I don't know. That was just one of the most stressful races I've ever been a part of, and I'm just trying to process it right now. You know, obviously, I'm super happy for Chase to get another JGR car in the